USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no one should be playing politics with a coronavirus.
I watched what Speaker Pelosi did when we were trying to pass the CARES Act, holding it up. I just watched it repeated today, and to me, it's just disgusting.
Briefing reporters by phone, McCarthy also criticizes Senate Democrats for blocking Republican moves to add $250 billion to small business relief funds. Speaking at a virtual town hall at the Pentagon, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley has a warning for countries who may try to take advantage of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
And I wouldn't want any mixed messages going out there to any adversaries that think they can take advantage of an opportunity, if you will, at a time of crisis. That would be a terrible and tragic mistake if they thought that.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your product to keep me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy was on firm footing before the coronavirus crisis and is in good position to recover.
At the Fed, we're doing all we can to help shepherd the economy through this difficult time. When the spread of the virus is under control, businesses will reopen and people will come back to work.
Powell says the Fed will continue to move aggressively to help deal with the economic fallout from the virus. The IRS says stimulus payments are ahead of schedule. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
That coronavirus money from the government could be in your account soon. Direct deposits from the IRS could reportedly start next week, as early as Monday or Tuesday. The agency's also expected to give instructions for how to update direct deposit information if you need to. People making up to $75,000 a year will get about $1,200 of stimulus money and extra money for each qualifying child.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
America must continue to follow the Centers for Disease Control and White House guidelines on coronavirus in order to safely reopen American businesses. That's according to Surgeon General Jerome Adams. He joins Fox News and says we need to get some businesses back up and running ASAP.
What you saw in New York City and in other places is that they were losing 20-25% of their workforce. And you can't have that with healthcare workers, with police officers, with firemen. So we looked at the data and we had CDC actually determine if it would be safe for these people to go back to work. And they said, we feel it's safe to go back to work in these essential businesses if you take your temperature, if you wear a face mask at all times, if you still practice social distancing.
A chemical weapon attack happened in Syria. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Syria's Assad regime used sarin and chlorine gas in 3 attacks on opposition forces in March, a chemical weapons oversight group said in a report that was just released. The Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons said the Syrian Air Force bombed the town of Latamina using sarin gas on March 24th and 25th. In the third attack on March 30th, the Air Force carried out a chlorine gas attack on the same town. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. shares its conclusions that Syria retains sufficient chemicals and expertise to not only produce these type of weapons, but also to deploy them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.